Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Just like I said yesterday, I'm back today to give you part two of the contract that's up for ratification by the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. We left off yesterday's conversation. I was explaining to you about the Article 8 change with MHAs getting overtime after 8 hours as opposed to going over 40 hours. So I'm going to pick up on the bottom. Again, I'm reading to you from the National Postal Mail Handlers webpage. This is information that's out there. I'm just trying to help get it to you right now. Other contract provisions. Article 6 will be amended to ensure that layoffs of career employees, if ever implemented, are prohibited unless protected by a reduction in overtime MHA hours and PTF hours. I thought I read to you that yesterday that one of the changes is a no layoff clause, but we'll get back to visiting that later. Another change to Article 8 will allow employees who bid or are assigned, or reassigned during a calendar quarter to a duty assignment in a different facility, in a different section, or on a different tour may add their name to the overtime desire list, even if not on the overtime desire list in their prior assignment. So if you're not on the list, you get moved. You can go on the list in your new assignment. A letter will be issued by the USPS management to make clear that MHAs can request use of annual leave in increments of between 1 and 40 hours. So, again, small thing, but just know it's real. A letter will be issued to postal management to make clear that MHAs can request use of annual leave in increments of between 1 and 40 hours. So if you're a half hour late to work, you better request a change of schedule because you can't use annual leave for that period. Or if you want to leave work after a half day, just know that you don't have access to annual leave in that category. Other changes in Article 10 and related MOUs will provide that access to choice vacation periods for MHA will be a mandatory topic of discussion during local implementation. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. It says it's a mandatory topic. PTFs have access to the annual leave exchange program. Again, it does not say MHAs. It says PTFs. And understand, even though the job classification is rather close, if it says PTFs, most time it is not applicable to MHA. The employee will be authorized to receive donated leave under the leave sharing MOU to provide care to children born or adopted within the past 12 months. They guarantee the continuation of natural days of observance, that the current instructions governing wounded warrior leave are incorporated into the national agreement. That current instruction is they went from 120 hours one-time gift to 120 hours given to them every year. Article 12.2C is amended to require management to provide a hard or electronic copy of the seniority list to union representatives at the installation level. That copy in the past had to be provided at the national or local level. Now that's at the installation level. The MOU on relative standing of MHAs and subsequent conversion to career mail handler is amended to require management to provide, upon request, a hard or electronic copy of the relative standing list to union representatives at the installation level. I would definitely recommend, if I'm an MHA, before this is even ratified, I'm making sure that they have my correct date there, because it would be a shame if the post office has an error and instead of you having 2.5 years of service, you have 2.18. So all I'm saying is avoid the rush, get with your union representative. Make sure you have a definitive copy of what day the post office has your relative seniority starting at. And if it's correct, then so be it. But if not, you work adamantly right now to get it changed before this contract is ratified. Article 12.5 is clarified to ensure that meeting our potential relocation of mail handlers will be held at the regional level and that the local union representatives may attend. A revised MOU will require any new or vacant part-time career position be offered to MHAs within 50 miles of the position. 12G is being amended to provide mail handlers who are involuntarily excessed outside the installation will have their seniority established by the employee's service time in the losing installation, not the employee's complete mail handler service. So if you've worked in three or four stations, the last station that you get excessed out of into the new station, that's your seniority that you take with you. Article 12.3b4, fixed days of work. Article 12.3b5, change in duties or change in principal assignment area. And Article 12.3b6, change in starting times, have been amended to provide for an expedited selection process within the selections when these changes require that an assignment be posted installation-wide bidding. There are now minor changes to Article 15 in the tentative agreement, including the addition of employer letter of demands up to $3,000 to the list of expedited arbitration. A change to Article 16.5, providing that a suspension of 14 days, if a timely grievance is appealed to Step 2, will not be served until disposition of the grievance, either by settlement, withdrawal, or in arbitrator's finding and binding decision. So if you get a 14-day suspension and you grieve it, just the fact that it was not adjudicated or resolved at Step 2, that no longer means you're going on the street. It has to go through the full process. And until that grievance is either settled, withdrawn, or an arbitrator's final and binding decision is given to that grievance, you do not serve that suspension. The MOU on purging letters of warning have been obtained again for all mail handlers, and it will again apply to MHAs. If you have discipline in your file, again, see, these are some of the things that as mail handlers, you understand what's about to be ratified rather than wait for ratification because it appears it's going to be ratified. Start getting your ducks in order. Understand if you have discipline, what's the guidelines? What are the cutoff dates? Understand that since they're going to be converting MHAs that have 2.5 years of service, make sure you have the right service to start date. See, don't wait until everyone starts rushing to get it done. You start working on it now so that when the contract is ratified, you're already in a good position. Article 30 is amended to establish the period of negotiations over local memorandums of understanding to run for 30 consecutive days between May 2nd, 2020 and June 30th, 2020. Now, again, if I'm not retired by that time, I'm definitely going to podcast a lot of information to all mail handlers that choose to listen. Those local memorandums of understanding in most offices are so antiquated and outdated that they should be looked at and addressed for better language to fit today's work environment. Just be advised that you're not going to receive a lot of assistance or encouragement when you do that because that requires a lot of work on the union's part. And I'm going to leave that right there. Article 32. MOU on subcontracting has been continued. A task force will be created under Article 35 to facilitate mail handler union reps on EAP committees at the district and national level. All other MOUs and letters of intent, including the MOU on filling of residual vacancies have been continued, except for certain agreements relating to casual employment, which will remain in effect until all casuals are eliminated, but then will be deleted from the 2019 national agreement as obsolete. The Joint Education and Training Fund will be continued with an additional funding of $1 million per year. All other provisions of the 2016 NASA agreement are being maintained, except for the date changes or other cosmetic changes that may be necessary to accommodate the new contract. Now, again, what I've done in the last 2 days, I did a lot of reading to you off of the mail handler website, but again, it seems that the National has given a lot of interest or concern to the classification of MHA. MHA is not a career position, but it is a dues-paying position. I believe that the MHAs, current MHAs, naturally are tomorrow's workforce, and I think that it was definitely observed during these contract talks. So, again, I just scratched the surface. I hope that I've ignited some kind of a crave inside of you that you want to know more. I can always be reached at Kenny Hodge at npmhu304.com for questions and conversation. Hey, until next time, that was me giving you a quick, the down and dirty on the contract that's up for ratification. Have a great day, mail handlers.